Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
105.7. Before we get back to Nolan's list here, get into the playoffs real quick. Dodgers 3-1 over the Brewers. Betts and Edmund had ribbies. Glass now pitch 5+, strong. Milwaukee can't score. They've scored 3 runs in 3 games, hence their 0-3 deficit going into tonight when Shohei's on the hill versus probably an opener here for the Brewers and Pat Murphy.
You know, this is, you never want to say it's over, but is it going to be game 4 or game 5 is what it feels like it's going to be here for the Dodgers. You know, off air, we said this, Bob, or I told you, if you're playing the Dodgers right now, you got to be perfect. And the Brewers have been anything but perfect. They've been imperfect. They've made mistakes. And the Dodgers capitalized that. And then when they do play some pretty good baseball, they got Yamamoto and Snell just on their A game. And you tip your cap there and say, hey, well done. But Hell of a year for the Brew Crew, but looks like we're going to see the Dodgers get a shot at the repeat here.
In the AL 608 tonight, now tied at 2, home team yet to win, Kevin Gausman against Bryce Miller. 8-2 last night, Jimenez, back-to-back games with multi-ribby homers. Vlad Jr. has been raking here in the postseason, hit his 5th home run, and Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. On a night in which Rodgers and Flacco were lighting it up like it was 2010, wasn't vintage Max Scherzer, but good enough that playoff savvy helped them big time. Two nights in a row, they've quieted that Seattle lineup here.
Yeah.
After the Mariners take an early lead, too.
You know, some people like to say it's because of the play on the field. And for the Blue Jays, Mad Max gave them a good start. And the Blue Jays right now, still in the playoffs, lead the postseason in home runs, and they also are hitting over 300 for average. And the Mariners, they're kind of on the other spectrum, but this is what we've discussed before. They live and die by the long ball, and if they're not hot, they can get cold quickly. They're hitting 215. They got 14 jacks, but they are hitting 215. So, and if you don't want to blame the play on the field, the fish race out there.
Yeah.
Ever since Humpy won the fish race.
Humpy the fish.
Humpy the fish, he won again. And now everyone's going, did we overdo this thing? Was it the reverse curse out there? And people are actually blaming the fish. How about that, Bob?
Well, it's never the player's fault. You got to blame an inanimate object or something that's just a made up thing. But Bryce Miller's on the hill for Seattle. And before we get to Nolan's next tier free agent pitchers, just to throw out, I can't remember the guy's name, so I apologize. The Orioles playing the Mariners. We had a beat reporter, Luis Castillo, Bryce Miller, maybe Kirby or Gilbert, could be available via trade for some reason. Seattle don't want to pay. They got woo as well. I mean, Bryce Miller looks to be maybe more of a realistic option if you're looking to trade someone. And I don't know if the Orioles would be trade partners for Seattle. I know Naylor's a free agent, so they might lose some pop at first base. Who might look well? We had a caller yesterday. Said he looked good in black and orange, but isn't that kind of beside? But got to swing a deal. I'm all about free agent and trading for a guy because you can never have enough starting pitching.
Never.
Right.
Ever.
But what Bryce Miller's had injury issues, especially this year. Would he be a dude, depending on what the compensation would be, that would intrigue you because I think he's under team control for another year or so. Here.
Seattle's just an interesting case to me because they're on the cusp of potentially going to the World Series here. So when we start talking about, oh, is Josh Naylor going to be available? Are they going to look to trade any of this pitching? I'm sitting here saying, why would they let anyone go? Especially if they go on to win it all, they're probably going to want to run it back. They won't feel any sort of incentive to, you know, trade away their pitching that got them there. But it almost feels like maybe the Orioles missed the boat a year or two ago when these two teams seemed like obvious trade partners.
Bryce Miller is a free agent in 2030 at 27 years old.
I'd imagine they'd probably hold him then.
Yeah,
and
he gets a little arbitration eligible stuff going on here. All right, Nolan, back to your list of potential.
Right.
We're in tier three now.
Well, we're going to wrap up tier two because there's a couple more affordable names here. And honestly, tier three is the bargain bin, so it's not very exciting.
The Charlie Mortons of the world?
Well, we try to do a little better than that. Just to recap, we got Operation Zach Attack. We want one of the Zachs. We want Zach Gallen or we want Zach Littell. If you can't get those two guys, hopefully you can get one of them. And then maybe you go a little bit older. And no, not Charlie Morton, 40 years old, but late 30s. And for some people, it's a red flag. For some people, it's a non-starter. I don't want someone old. They're going to fall off a cliff. We just went through this. Can't do it again. But Merrill Kelly, another Arizona guy. Strong track record. Him and Zach Gallen were a 1-2 tandem for years. He's getting up there. He's 36 years old. I trust the track record. That's just me. I also think it's a convenient opportunity for him to maybe be willing to sign for a year and an option, 2 years. You're not going to have to give this guy six or something crazy like you might have to do for Gallen. So it could be affordable at the end of the day. And the other one, I'm stealing Bob in Edgewater yesterday. He wanted Josh Naylor, and he also wanted Chris Bassett. Started to look into it a little bit more. I don't think it's that crazy. He's also up there in age. The track record's very strong. Knows how to pitch in the AL East. My only thing is, you can't get both Kelly and Bassett. You can only have one. We can't double dip on the old guys or older guys. Just one. And honestly, you still prefer the Zachs. But your thoughts on the older, more affordable guys?
I think that they have the value. I know Birdland, I can already see and hear and feel the comments coming from social media if the Orioles signed an older pitcher because of what just happened this past year with Charlie Morton, which, by the way, he did have a solid stretch, but he had a really bad start and didn't finish well for him last year, and that was kind of riding off into the sunset, right? But to your point, Nolan, these are guys, and especially if you look around, pitchers can go out there and have success into their late 40s and even to their late 30s into their 40s. The bigger thing for me is just watching the makeup of what he is and what you're going to expect him to be, right? Different than last year, and knocking on wood that this Orioles staff is healthy going in. Like a Merrill Kelly, he would be, or a Bassett, he would be your fourth or fifth. Like that would be his role. So I want people to understand that. Charlie ended up having to be a de facto two last year or one, and he's never been that in his career. So if the Orioles are healthy and that expectation's off, I like those depth moves. I think that they're affordable. I really do think in my gut here, I do think the Orioles are going to be more aggressive with a guy that can really make that big impact, a top 3-2 starter. I really do think they're going to go out and get one.
Financially in free agency, or you're swinging a trade home run style, which leads to the question, well, who the hell are you trading? I know they stockpiled, Elias did, prospects at the trade deadline. And that O'Hearn-Laureano trade netted them a lot of guys from San Diego. And the Mets trade looks to be a good one as well. But who's the anchor of a trade like that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
If we're looking at the system, or do you have to go Kobe Mayo, or a younger player that's already on the road? Where are you going? Because Kerstad has no trade value.
I think it's just going to go to a team that really they have more desperation or the urge. I know the Pirates are saying, we're not changing anything. We're trusting our process. But they haven't been willing to spend money. They got some good options that could be available.
Keller
right?
would be a nice addition there. For
so
sure.
Who knows? But I want to take if not the Ravens, goodness. Well, the Ravens need some help with those cases. But the Orioles.
They're not going 9-2. Forget about it.
The Orioles, Nolan. You know, with those tiers, I want people to understand just because you spend money in free agency doesn't mean it's always going to pay out. Yes, I understand. You spent some big bucks.
Oh, we know.
It works.
Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah.
Oh, we muscles. Know. You don't have to convince us.
Yeah, how about your bench?
But so the name we brought up last segment that ended up being a huge part of what the Padres were doing last year was a pitcher that no one would have been excited for if they signed. It was your boy Nick Pivetta, Nolan.
No
right?
one called that, baby.
Oh, we would have been doing cartwheels here.
Victory lap, man.
So
Pivetta party.
And looking at this list, and your next tier, Nolan, if I understand, it was more about these are the ones that you take a flyer on. They're the risks, but they also have the highest reward. You're not expecting anything out of them. That the Orioles are going to need to hit on a couple of those guys. They have to. Every team that makes a run has a surprise or two or three. And we mentioned before, and for all of our listeners out there, who was the Orioles' best signing from last offseason? And he's not on the Orioles anymore.
Ramon Laureana.
Was he expected to be, an all-star caliber outfielder? Or was he expected to be the guy that would platoon, be the fourth or fifth? Why are we signing this type of guy?
Yeah, and he wasn't even that great to start the season either.
So that's my point exactly. The Orioles are going to need to, you know, strike gold with a guy or two like that if they want to take that other step. Those things do matter.
No more Austin Slaters?
No.
No more Eloy Jimenez's? No.
I mean, you need bench players.
We're trying to win, right?
No. Bench players.
don't get. Oh.
And by the way, how many closers are out there? And because Elias said that, one of the guys came back from an injury. Tyler Wells, he's going to pitch out of the rotation. So here, this
brings me to put a bow on the starting pitcher. Yeah. And a fair warning right now, this final tier is called bargain bin slash depth slash dice roll, as Ryan was just alluding to. I got three names. All three of them are going to institute a groan from everyone listening at the same time. But we'll start together here. Tyler Anderson from the Angels.
Bro.
Right. Again, innings limit or the innings count there. It's
cool.
There. Well, I'm saying. Okay. Well, let me preface this. Yeah. So again, I'm backpedaling heavy here. These are guys that I don't have as part of the starting five. They are the 6, 7, 8 that you are also going to need. They're very important. We talked about it all year. You can't just have five starting pitchers. You got to have a depth, too. So these are your depth pieces. If they are not there to start the year, that's good. That's the best case scenario. But we know injuries are going to hit. At some point, one of these names is going to be needed, potentially. So if Tyler Wells is going to be in the rotation, even more paramount. Give me Tyler Anderson. Next one you're going to hate even more, Miles Michaelis. ERA is even worse than Anderson, but I'm looking at innings here. I'm looking for an eater. I'm looking for someone that's just going to...
And I think Elias went after him when he came back from Japan a few years ago, and he had a couple of really good years for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah, no doubt about it.
I think that ship might sail.
And then the last one here, bring him back. Tomo Sugano, baby. Bring him back. He likes it here. He wants to be here. He knows how to pitch here. He's comfortable in the clubhouse. Fits in nice. Is he a world beater? No. Very up and down season. But how soon we forget how elite he looked in the early stages of the season.
Yeah.
Not expecting him to do that. But if he is, say, someone that comes in when someone gets hurt, an option there for you, he's not going to break the bank at all.
Like an Albert Suarez role, better than that.
I mean, Suarez can't even get on the mound.
But similar role.
Yes.
Like spot starter, long relief sort of thing.
Yeah, and you could even put him in the pen at that point. Okay. I don't think that's the end of the world. Right. So we're starting to put together the pieces here, and the pickings are really slim when you go beyond that. I mean, these guys, I'm not in love with all three of them, but they're there. They're bargain bin.
All right, well, we're going to come back and shop from the dollar store a little bit more. It's Riveting with Ryan, Bob Hedy, Ryan Ripken. Nolan McGraw, he's working. I hear him working. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Trip to the Funhouse coming up as well. Then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock at Fresh Take Sports with Cordell Wool and Ben Hall coming up later tonight. And we're also going to get Ryan's thoughts on the Terps getting 2.5 at UCLA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.